Bezer Shem Mizbeuch, we begin Perek Shem the Esen, the 27th chapter in the Ram's Hilchas Kiyum, the Laws of Esen, the Sefer Torah Book of Purity, where the Ram here that continues regarding that of Tumah Medrash and actually describes, which we were alluding to in the previous Parakim, that something could have a Tumah Medrash and or it could have a Tumah Mess or nothing. So here the Ram actually does that. He shows that certain vessels could be divided into three different categories. As the Ram gets a Locha Aleph regarding those which have three different vessels in their category. So, Shalosh Tevesen, there are three types of boxes. You have a tevish nevchas amitzi. You have a chest that opens up from the side. So that's tumei medrash. I get tumei medrash because you could sit on the top. Milmala opens up in the top. Well, then tumei mes. Only as the tuma of from a dead person, but not for that of tumas medrash because it opens up from the top. You can't be sitting on it. And vabob amida. Then you have one which is very large, which it contains 40 saw. So then actually term a klum that's actually pure from anything. Does not have any tuma because it's too large. And when it's nullified from its status of a clay kibble, it's not even have a tumah of medrash because, as the Ram said in Perek Chavalev, since the primary is for a kli and the halacha of tumah of clay kibble, it's only when it's a certain minimum, a certain maximum size. When it gets too large, it doesn't have a tumah of clay kibble, so it's not even have the tumah of that of medrash. Halacha base shal shari besen. There's three types of troughs. Adiva mishnei lugin matisha kabin shenistikol. You have that of which is contains two lugin up until nine kabin, which if it cracks. So tomei medrash is going to have a tumah of medrash because actually they turn it upside down and then they sit on it. Shalema, if it's intact, well then tomei mes, then it's going to have a tumah of mes or and all other tumas except for that of medrash because then they're not sitting on it. They're not turning it upside down. They're actually using it for its utility inside. Vababa mida, now if it's too large, then turn meklum, then the tahar from everything. Halacha gimel. Shalosh agolos, and there's three types of wagons. You have a su'a kakatedri, that which is made like a chair, so it's made measures, that's tumah medrash, they sit on it. Kamitav, that's made like a bed, meaning it's very long and narrow, which such a wagon, its utility is to actually transport things, and if someone would sit there and say, get up, we need to do our work with it, so tumah medrash, mess. It's makabel, but it's not meant for sitting. Peshalavon, if it's made for stones, tumah meklum, then it's torn from everything, because large gaps, and you can't even sit in it, and it's not meant for, it can't receive anything either, so it doesn't have any of the tumas. Halacha dal, shleisha tfisin him. There's three types of shields of the warriors. You have tris hakofav, you have a shield that is bent, so tumah medrash, there's a tumah medrash because the soldiers would lay on it by the war out in the fields. So it's for tumah medrash. Then you have a shemesachtim boi bakumkun, you have that which they that use for sport in the stadiums. So that's not meant to lay on it, but tumah tumas mes. It has halacha as a kli. Then you have a ditzis aravim, then you have that which is used by the Arabs. With that's tar meklum, that's tar from anything. Because that's meant just as like a form. It's not having the utility of a person. It's not meant for actual purpose. It's not really protecting. And any vessel is not serving a person. Does not have a tumah at all. So it's not meant for laying, and it does not have a loch as a kli. Aloha hey, shleishat habusn shalar. There's three types of wrappings of leather. Shalarhem. You have shal saparim. You have that which is used by the barbers. Tumah medrash, that's going to have a tumah of medrash because they lay on it. V'shalichon lav, and that which they eat on, which is not meant for laying, but tumas mes, that's going to be tumah of that of a mess because it is a kli, because it's meant to eat on it. And v'shalichon lav, that which they spread out on the olives, well, that's tumah kli, that's tar from anything, because it doesn't serve a person. It serves that which serves a person, but it doesn't serve directly a person, so therefore, It's a table. It's serving the person. Here, it's not serving the person. It's serving the olives. Halacha vav shleisha b'sisoisim. There's three types of bases, which are vessels that are there to support something. So those shalifnei amita that are in front of the bed, b'shalifnei asayf more in front of the scribes. So tummy medrus. So that's gonna have the tumma of medrus because they step on it. Shal shulchan that of a table. Well, that's not meant to sit on. Tumah tumas mes. You have tumas mes. Shal migdal that of a closet. Tar meklum is that's tar from everything. Why? If you should mix this migdal part, it's like part part of the closet, which a closet is not makabel tumah. And so doesn't mechachas lab. Its form proves this, and therefore it does not have any tumah whatsoever. Halacha zayin. Shalish mitzis in three types of beds. You have a sun l'shchiv that which meant for laying. Tumah tumay medz again. Tumah medz. The shal zagog and that of the glassmaker. Shnoisim b'kliz ruchas. They put on glass vessels in it. Well, it's not meant for laying or sitting. It's tumay tumas mes. But it's a receptacle. It's makabel tumah of a dead person. And all those other types of tumas. The shal sarjogin and for that of weavers. Shemasargin less as vaches that they weave on it. The weaving. Tohen meklum. That's tar from everything. Levishen misham shadim. Again, it doesn't serve a person. It serves that which serves a person. And again, it's not difference. Not have the halacha as a kli. Halacha ches. Sholosh mashpelesen. There's three types of baskets that are which are very large baskets, which they transport like fertilizer or straw. So shelzevel, the one that you use to transport the fertilizer, is tmei medrash, because it actually had a cover on the top, which the person would sit on it. Shelteven, that of the straw, is tmei tmei mes, not meant to sit in it, but it's makabel, it's a receptacle, it has tumas mes. And you have a puchlitz shel gemalim, which was a weaving that was made from thick ropes, and the holes of the weaving are very large, bigger than the size of a pomegranate. So that's tarmakol, and that's tar from everything. Because their ropes are very hard and very thick, so you can't sit on it. And it's not fit either to receive straw or things like that because of the gaps, and therefore it does not have the other tumas either because it's not fit for Kabbalah. So it comes out, does not have the status of a vessel, only a ropes, and therefore it's tar from everything. There's three types of mats. Ha'osalishu, that which was made for sitting, so tamei medrash, again, tamei medrash. V'shal tzabom, that of the dyer, shamanich b'zikim, they put vessels on it, not meant for sitting, so tamei tamei medrash, it has a tamei of, as a kli. V'shal gita, shenoyis l'ma anovim, that of the press, where they put the grapes on it, or mechavim, and they cover it, tamei kol, that's tough from everything, again, l'visha, in the mesham, v'shal adam, it's not serving a person, it's serving the grapes, and again, therefore, that will not have aloha as a kli, and won't have any tamei, it's not meant for sitting either. Halacha yod, shalosh chamos is hein. There are three types of flasks, ushlesha turmolenhen, and there's three types of satchels, like a type of little knapsack. You have hamakablin kashir, if they receive the measurement, then tmei mez, they have the tumah of measures. Now, the kamashim, how much is the measurement? So, hachim is the flask is arba kab and four kab, maturmel, and the satchel is chamisha is five. Vishayin kab, but if they don't receive the shear, then it's not meant for sitting, it gets too small. But it's a receptacle, it's become a tumas mess. But the shalor is a dog, and that which is made out of the skin of a fish, well, that tar maklum, as the Ram already said this in Perak Aleph, that the skin of a sea creature is not a kabbal tumah at all. Halach yidal, shalor is a dog, there's three types of hides. Ha'asal is that which is meant for like a type of a carpet from this leather, so that's tamay medrash, that's tamay medrash. Ha'asal tachor, that meant to wrap vessels, tamay medrash, it's a kli. The shalor ritzuith, that which was designated for strips, but it wasn't cut yet, so you didn't finish the work yet. Obishal sandal, that of sandals, tar makul, that's tar from everything, l'bishin l'btzurus keli, because it doesn't have the form of a vessel, so it wasn't finished, and therefore it does not have any halacha of tumah at all. Halachid beis, shleisha sedin him, the three types of sheets. Hasla shchibi, that which meant for laying, tumah medrash, tumah medrash. Hasla perich, that meant as a curtain, tumah tumah mes, as a tumah of, as a kli, because ultimately the attendant, he wraps himself on the bottom and he warms himself up on it, so it has the halacha of a beggar, of a garment, which is a kli, it's just not meant to lay on. Now, b'shal tzuris, the sheet that has figures on it, that they make it with these figures in it that the embroiderer could learn from looking at that sheet, tar makol, that's tar from everything, again, it's not serving directly a person, so it's not considered a kli, and it's not meant to lay on either. Halacha gimel, shalosh mitpachesen, there's three types of cloths. Shalyadam, that which is meant to wash the dry the hands, to make medrash, because sometimes they would sit on it. Fashal swam, that which is meant for the scrolls, to make mess, not meant to sit on it, but it will have tumah mess, meaning it has aloha as a kli. Fashal tachricha mess, that which is as burial shrouds, or vashanivil b'nei levi, or that which the levim that would sing and play in the Beis HaMikdash, they would cover their instruments with these cloths, termakum, that's tar from everything, again, lefisha in the Mesham Shalom, it doesn't serve directly a person. Halacha yudal, oyer ha'asa kamo yad, leather that's made in the form like a hand. Shemechlis b'hayad, betz boyis, that you actually stick your hand and your fingers in, because of the cold, the things similar like that. Hu anikra praklinen, which we know as gloves. Ushlesha praklinen him, there's three types of gloves. Shaltsayadachai, but those of the trappers, of the hunters, of wild animals and birds, tamim medzah, tamim medzah, sorry, nishn love, because they lean on it, and they support the body weight on it. Fishagachagam, that of the grasshoppers, tamim tamim medzah, tamim medzah, because they put the grasshoppers inside of it, so it's a kli. V'shakayatzim, that of the harvester, shabaymikaitzim paste, that they use to harvest the fruits, tarmaklum is tar from everything, l'vishayin v'sham shalom, because it doesn't serve a person, because its utility is only to protect the hand from getting dirty, that's not really considered an intrinsic utility of the person, it's just keeping other things out, hence it's tar from everything. Halacha d'zvav, sholish shvachisen, there's three types of hairnets. Shalyad of a little girl, tmei medrash, that has tumah of medrash, because sometimes she takes it off and she sits on it. Shalzikene, where they don't take off their hairnet, from an elderly woman, tmei mes, but it's a kli, and it has tumas mes. V'sha'oysen l'sachik bo l'shoyse sheikha, and that which is a type of a netting that they would make as a jest, in front of those who drink beer, Torah Meklum, that's Torah from everything, that doesn't really serve a person, it's like it's in a garment, it's not something that you sit on, and therefore it's actually Torah. Halacha design, Shleisha Sandalim, there's three types of sandals. Shaladim, that of a person, Tamei Medes, because the shoes support a person's body weight. Shalmatcha Shabahema, regarding the metal shoes that an animal wears. So Tamei Temes Mes, that's going to have a tumma of mess. Why is it considered kli? How does it serve a person? Well, there's a few reasons. One of them is because in wartime, when there's no vessels, they would actually take the horseshoes and it had a receptacle where you could drink water from it. But it's not meant to support a person's body weight. Now, shalsham, vishal tzvido, that which is the sandal made out of cork or out of reeds, tar makum, that's tar from everything. We were told that of an animal, where it's not meant for a person's body weight. It's not makabel tumah either, because it won't function for any of those utilities that apply to that of a metal one. The rule is like this. Any vessel that's not fit for laying or for riding, or even if it would be fit, but it wasn't made for that, it's only for some other utility, it's like made pure from having the tumah of medras. If let's say it was made for some other utility, but you also could use it for sitting, like a cloak, and a veil. So the mistam medrash, we'll have a tumah medrash. Now, b'chol mistam medrash, anything that has tumah medrash, mistam mes has a tumah of mes and all other halachas of tumah. Now, v'yesh mistam mes, however, you could have something that could have tumah mes, v'ein mistam medrash will not have tumah medrash, like we explained in the halachas in this parak and many other places, because it's not necessarily meant for a person to put his body weight in it. V'chol mistam mes, now whatever has a tumah from a dead person, so it's not, although we always use it as an example, as Mestam B'Sharvus has Hatumas, it also becomes Tumah from all the other primary categories of Tumah, Bein Abishal Torah, whether it's a biblical primary category, Bein Shal Debrim, whether from rabbinic law, or Mestam B'Mashkan, it even has a Tumah from liquids, even though it's only a Rishon, rabbinically, the Kli could become Tumah from that too. Halach Yitzan continues with three boxes. Sholosh Kupesen, there's three types of boxes. Mehuha, you have that which is worn out. Shetla Ala Briya, which you patched it onto a healthy, not a worn-out one. So then, holchin achabri, then the primary you go after is the healthy one. Ketan al gadol, let's say you had both were either strong or worn out, but you put a small one on a big one. Holchin achagadol, then you go after the big one. Hayishabais, let's say they were both the same, they were both the same size and the same durability. Holchin achapim, then you go after the middle one. What does it mean you go after it? That if, let's say, after you patched the first small hole, now it goes and develops a hole the size of a pomegranate, they both are going to be tahar, because the worn-out one is secondary to the strong one, and the smaller one to the big one, and the outer one to the inner one. And that one, if that one develops a hole, so then that's going to be considered as if all of them have the same status. There's three types of tablets, these tabletops. It depends. These are just tablets. You have the tablet that you put on the scrolls. So tummy medrash, because it's also meant to sit on. That which has a receptacle for wax. We're talking about small boards, which are not meant for sitting, but it has a receptacle for the wax. So then tummy to mes, they have tummy of mes. Chalak, if it's smooth, if it's flat, well, tar meklum, it doesn't have any tumah whatsoever, this tablet. Why? Because it does not have a form of a vessel, because it's a flat board. And we're talking about that it's very small, and it's not fit for sitting, therefore it does not have any of the tumahs.